A young man stands alone before a column of tanks in Tiananmen Square. His shopping bags hang at his sides as military vehicles roll toward him. He doesn't move. This single act of defiance in 1989 captured something profound about human nature. Sometimes the most ordinary people find the courage to take extraordinary stands. But here's what most of us miss. Courage isn't reserved for history-making moments. Every day, we face our own tanks, the difficult conversation we're avoiding, the dream we've shelved, the truth we're too afraid to speak. The question isn't whether you'll encounter fear, but whether you'll let it write your story or simply be a character in it. Without clarity about what matters most, life becomes a series of reactions rather than intentional choices. Think about drifting on a river. You'll eventually end up somewhere, but rarely somewhere meaningful. This drift manifests everywhere, accepting workplace practices that violate your integrity because everyone does it, staying silent when someone's being treated unfairly, or compromising your values for temporary comfort. Former Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard captured this perfectly. Changing anything requires a sense of purpose, the courage to pursue it, and the preparedness to risk the most public of failures. Standing for something doesn't require grand gestures. It might be the teacher who refuses to give up on struggling students, the business leader who maintains ethical standards despite pressure, or the parent who models integrity even when it's inconvenient. These aren't headline-grabbing acts, but they're the foundation of a brave life. When you know what you stand for, you become the author of your life rather than a passive spectator. We don't see reality as it is. We see it through stories we've told ourselves for years. Consider the woman who labeled herself unathletic based on childhood gym class. This story persisted for decades until a fitness trainer refused to accept her self-imposed limitation. She eventually completed a half marathon. The transformation wasn't about physical ability, it was about rewriting the script. Our brains actively defend these stories through cognitive biases. Perceptual defense mechanism causes us to ignore contradictory evidence, while confirmation bias draws us toward information supporting existing beliefs. Someone who believes people can't be trusted will notice every betrayal while overlooking countless acts of kindness. Fear lives entirely in our imagination, a projection of future events that may never occur. Research confirms approximately 85% of our worries never materialize, and we handle the remaining 15% far better than anticipated. We often confuse what we fear with what we link to fear. Someone afraid of public speaking might actually fear judgment. The key question becomes, what would I do if I weren't afraid? The answer often reveals the path to your greatest growth. Growing up as one of seven children, teenage years brought mortification over the family's custom-built van. While her father beamed with pride at his innovative solution, she ducked down when driving through town, terrified of being seen. That constant worry, what will everybody think, reflects a universal concern that persists into adulthood, shaping decisions and limiting potential. Here's the truth. If you don't approve of yourself first, no amount of external validation will ever suffice. Our dreaded everybody usually consists of just 5 or 6 key people whose opinions we've elevated to outsized importance. We overestimate by 50 to 100% how much others notice our appearance or actions. While we're worrying about being judged, others are absorbed in their own concerns. The irony? The less you care about others' approval, the more likely you are to receive it. As Cher said, until you're ready to look foolish, you will never have the possibility of being great. That unique van actually represented creativity, dedication, and love, values far more important than fleeting peer approval. Your body speaks in whispers, subtle feelings that guide you through life's decisions. A young traveler at 21 developed keen intuition about whom to trust, including accepting a ride from a stranger who turned out to be an off-duty conductor. Across continents, her intuition never failed her. Fear clouds our ability to discern real threats from imagined ones, diminishing our capacity to tune into intuition. our bodies communicate through physical sensations, goosebumps, chest tightening, that we shouldn't ignore. When making big decisions, overthinking often leads to less satisfaction than following your gut. Intuition isn't mystical. It's your brain processing patterns below conscious awareness. More experience in a domain makes your intuition more reliable. Start with small, low-stakes decisions and notice how your body responds. Pay attention to physical sensations when considering choices. Over time, this awareness becomes a powerful decision-making tool, complementing rational thinking, accessing wisdom that logic alone might miss. Florence Nightingale attributed her success to never giving or taking excuses. Living bravely means owning every choice and its consequences, whether you're 21 or 61, highly educated or not. Taking personal responsibility for health, finances, careers, relationships, and environment isn't easy, but it's transformative. Successful people don't make excuses. They've tapped into the power that resides in everyone. The biggest barrier to achievement isn't external obstacles, but committing to overcome them. Your life is the sum of all your choices. Be bolder than your best excuses. This doesn't mean blaming yourself for circumstances beyond your control. Rather, acknowledge your power to respond to whatever life presents. When something goes wrong, ask, "What's my part in this? What can I learn? What will I do differently?" This shifts you from victim to creator, from passive to powerful. Challenge excuses like, "I don't have time to exercise," by asking what would happen if you removed the excuse and focused solely on what you can control. Taking ownership isn't about perfection, it's about recognizing that you're not powerless, even when circumstances aren't in your control. Your differences aren't liabilities, they're your greatest assets. We face relentless pressure to conform, from social media filters to corporate expectations. Many suppress their uniqueness to fit in, eventually becoming strangers to themselves. One woman abandoned her rural background when moving to the city, changing everything about herself. Only while traveling overseas did she realize the weight of conformity she'd carried. Her authentic personality became her greatest strength abroad. Owning what makes you different, whether appearance, heritage, sexuality, or style, doesn't lead to rejection. As Coco Chanel said, "In order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different." The most successful people refuse to wear masks, turning their eccentricity into empires. Research confirms that authentic self-expression leads to better mental health, stronger relationships, and increased creativity. Consider what you're downplaying to fit in: your unusual interests, unconventional viewpoints. While authenticity carries risk, the qualities you hide might be precisely what the world needs from you. In a culture that sells safety and celebrates conformity, we've forgotten something essential. Courage isn't the absence of fear, but the decision to act despite it. Every time you choose authenticity over approval, action over avoidance, ownership over excuses, you're not just changing your life, you're giving permission to everyone watching to do the same. Your fears will whisper reasons to stay small, to play it safe, to wait for the perfect moment. But the perfect moment is now, and the person you're waiting to become is already within you. Stand for something. Trust yourself. Own your choices. Be unapologetically you. The world doesn't need more people playing small. It needs you, brave and fully alive.